It is Mardi Gras season in New Orleans. That means parties, balls, and of course, parades. It is also a time when the city's cultural history is on display. Drew Hawkins of the Gulf States Newsroom looks at how new traditions fit into old celebrations.
It's the final dress rehearsal for the crew de Bon Gras, a South Asian Mardi Gras dancing group of about 50 people. Inside a community center, the crew is getting ready, preparing costumes and putting on mehndi, or traditional Indian henna tattoos. Think Bollywood meets Mardi Gras. They're also crafting handmade throws, which are basically small gifts. Traditionally, these are things like doubloons or beads. But co-founder Monica Don says they're putting their own spin on it.
So we're giving out things that are traditional and DIY, so bindis, bangles.
A crew, like spelled K-R-E-W-E, is basically a social club. They get together throughout the year to work on costumes, put together parade floats, and, of course, rehearse their dance moves. There are a ton of crews out there, each with their own theme and costumes, from dancing Marie Antoinettes and Princess Leia's to the more traditional groups with the classic Mardi Gras masks. The crew de Bon Gras was founded last year to, quote, put the masala in Mardi Gras, according to their slogan. For Don, a South Asian Mardi Gras crew just made sense.
It was quite a natural fit. You know, there's lots of bright colors and, you know, people are really excited. It's very normal in South Asian culture to dance, especially the kind of dance we're doing, which is Bhangra. It's a northern Indian traditional dance, and mixing it with some Bollywood songs, too.
For their first appearance last year, crew de Bon Gras marched in the Bohem Parade. It's a fun, artsy one that's led by a green fairy. They were blown away by the response they got. Here's crew member Amita Krishnan.
God, last year, the crowd went wild. We loved it. People enjoyed it so much. They enjoyed it as much as we enjoyed it.
Bon Gras was such a hit that this year, they've been invited to march in 3 parades. So the crew is really focused on making sure everything looks perfect during rehearsal. They're marching around outside the community center through a quiet New Orleans neighborhood, practicing their dance moves and occasionally dodging traffic. The first parade is in just a few days, and there are still a few kinks to work out.
So for this one, we're standing still for when we stop like this, and then we turn, and then we're standing still for the chicken.
Still, yeah.
New groups like Crew de Bon Gras really embody the spirit of Mardi Gras. Hundreds of years of tradition, and it's still evolving, changing to reflect the city around it.
It's just an example of how Mardi Gras belongs to the people.
Arthur Hardy is one of the world's foremost Mardi Gras historians.
You know, we talk about equity and inclusion and diversity. Well, Mardi Gras supplies all of that every year. And this particularly new South Asian crew is an example of that.
It's time for the first parade this year, and Crew de Bon Gras is dressed to the nines. We're talking full makeup, gold jewelry, and choreographed real-life Bollywood dancing. As the crew dances its way through the streets of the French Quarter, it's clear that all that practice has paid off. The crowd goes wild and dances right along with them. For NPR News, I'm Drew Hawkins in New Orleans.